From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A new pregnancy test for sale in American pharmacies takes home testing to a whole new level. It can tell you not just whether you're pregnant, but about how far into the pregnancy you are. And though it's not intended for this, some women may use the test to watch for signs of an impending miscarriage. Kerry Goldberg, co-host of the Common Health blog at our home station WBUR, joins us. And Kerry, let's start with the basics. How does this test work and what's it intended to do?
Okay, Meghna. So the test is called Clear Blue Advanced Pregnancy Test with Weeks Estimator. It's long. And it's been available in Europe since 2008. Now, last December, the Food and Drug Administration approved it for use here in the U.S., and it's just now hitting the store shelves. So usually, a pregnancy test just tells you whether you're pregnant or not by detecting the presence of a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG, in a woman's urine. So you get a plus or a yes if you're pregnant, and a minus or a no if you're not. This new test can also tell you, if you're newly pregnant, about how far along you are. So instead of just getting a yes or a no, if you get a yes, it also says 1 to 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, or 3+ weeks.
Okay, so useful. But how can this test be used to predict miscarriage?
So miscarriages are, first of all, incredibly common. It's estimated between 1/3 and 1/5 of early pregnancies end up in a miscarriage. And one of the key signs that a pregnancy might be going wrong is that levels of this pregnancy hormone, HCG, don't rise as rapidly as they should in early pregnancy. Now, if your HCG is rising normally, you should progress on this new test from these readings of 1 to 2 weeks to 2 to 3 weeks to 3+ weeks over time. And if that isn't happening over that time scale, then something may be wrong. Although, as you said, this is not what the test is intended to be used for.
Okay, it's not intended to be used for it, but it can be used in this way.
Basically, yes, but with a whole lot of caveats. So I spoke with Dr. Michael Zinneman, who's on the Clear Blue Advisory Board, and he's the chair of OBGYN at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Boston. And he emphasized that the test is not approved for watching for miscarriage. It's not marketed for that. But he said, in effect, yes, it does the same thing as the blood test that a doctor normally uses to measure HCG and watch for signs of trouble in an early pregnancy, only it does it on a disposable little test strip instead of a big machine on a lab. But so if women test repeatedly and they don't see their week's estimator rise, he says there may indeed be cause for concern.
But you would have to do that. You'd have to test repeatedly.
Right. But it appears that women do this because the Clear Blue pregnancy test with the week's estimator has been available in Europe since 2008. And here's a 2011 quote from a British blog called The Alpha Parent. It writes, "A lot of women use the test as a reassurance tool to indicate that their pregnancy is progressing as it should be."
Alpha Parent. It says a lot about what the motivation of that blog is. But Kerry, yeah, really, from what you're saying, this only works for the first 3 weeks of pregnancy, and most women don't even know that they're pregnant until after 3 weeks.
Many women don't, but many women do, and these new home pregnancy tests are so sensitive that they can tell you you're pregnant before you even miss a period. So a lot of women do know really early.
Okay, but so is this a good thing that a woman can check the progress of an early pregnancy this way? I imagine it might just increase the anxiety of those early days.
It could, and also one important point is that the test advertises just 93% accuracy on its week's estimator, so it's not definitive. But Dr. Zinneman says he thinks a lot of women will use it this way.
I think women will be calling and saying, it's not rising, I want to see the doctor. The nurse will say, nah, you're too early, don't worry about it. And you'll go, no, I used the real test, this new one. And the nurses go, no, don't believe it, don't worry about it. And the woman is going to be right every time.
So it does remain to be seen. Will women use it this way and what will follow?
Kerry Goldberg, co-host of the Common Health blog at our home station WBUR. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Meghna.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.